Every once in a while, our jazz blogger, Patrick Jernwatananen, sends me something he says I have to hear, including this piece we're listening to right now. Patrick writes for our jazz blog. It's called A Blog Supreme, and he's with me in the studio. Patrick, great to have you with us again.
Always a pleasure.
So tell me what we're listening to right now.
This is music from the trumpeter Ambrose Akinmusiri. It's the first track from his new album. The album is called When the Heart Emerges Glistening. And this track is called Confessions to My Unborn Daughter, which reminds me, congratulations to you, Guy,
Thank
on the birth
you
of your son. It's
yes,
your second
indeed.
Son.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Patrick, I was listening to this on my headphones, and at around 49 seconds into it, I heard this kind of Miles Davis kind of blue noir jazz thing going.
Okay.
Just humor me. Here, listen to what I mean.
Yeah, I like the word noir. I think you're right in picking that up. A lot of the music on this album is this dark, minor key, kind of brooding stuff.
Black and white Paris, right?
Yeah, totally. But with this modern kick to it,
yeah.
So a lot of busy drums.
Right.
It feels sort of sleek. And
black and white Paris and HD video.
There you go. That can be kind of hard to deal with for some people, you know, that very, very urbane edge to it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you want to start by just listening to Ambrose's trumpet. It's really tightly dialed in. It's really focused, sort of pointed. There's a lot of fatness and noise to it.
Mm.
So it's, you know, sometimes you hear these trumpeters, they sort of splay all over the place.
Right.
But, you know, Ambrose's sound is very directed. So whenever he lets in these other sounds into the stream, sort of smearing noises or blaring noises, you really feel it.
I really like this track, and I'm really interested in hearing the rest of his stuff. That is music from the trumpeter Ambrose Akinmusiri, and it's from his new album. It's called When the Heart Emerges Glistening. Patrick, what's next?
Well, here's a band organized by another trumpeter.
Mm-hmm.
His name is David Weiss. David Weiss is the youngest member of this group, but he's older than Ambrose by nearly 20 years. The band is called The Cookers. I mentioned the age of David Weiss because most of its members were actually born in the 30s and 40s.
Mm.
They made their names largely as musicians in the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Studio musicians.
Sure, but also, you know, live jazz musicians.
Right.
So it's really the hardcore jazz fans who know these guys now. And David Weiss, who is quote-unquote only nearing 50, he took it upon himself to organize them to tour together and make a few records. We're listening to the title track from their second album. It's called Cast the First Stone.
This sax man, he is going at it. So he's, I mean, you're saying these guys are born in the 30s, 40s. I mean, he must be in his 60s or 70s, right? Whoever this saxophonist is.
Right. That's Billy Harper. He's 68. He wrote this piece. He's got this enormous, honking, heavy sound on the tenor sax.
Yeah.
Really loud and swinging and unapologetic about it. That's heavy.
Hmm. The band is called The Cookers. The album, Patrick, is called Cast the First Stone. I'm here with Patrick Jernwatananen. He's with NPR's jazz blog, A Blog Supreme. And Patrick comes on the program now and again to talk about some of the great new jazz releases. Patrick, what do you got next for us?
Well, since we are currently in the middle of the first weekend of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage
That's
Festival.
That's right, yes.
And
wish we were there.
So do I. And the program Treme is back on HBO. Here's something from the Rebirth Brass Band. Their new album is called Rebirth of New Orleans, and you might recognize this tune, that's the first track on the album, as the standard Exactly Like You.
have to either dance to this or walk down a street with lots of people around you swinging to the left and right when you hear this. I love this stuff. These guys have been around a pretty long time, right?
Yep, nearly 30 years. Mm-hmm. Phil Frazier, he's the tuba player here. He also co-founded the band. He's still with them, too. And it's really his ability to play really fast and really solid on such a big instrument, which is why this band can do what it does. So listen for his bass line and then how the band builds up around it on this other track. This is called I Like It Like That.
Love this stuff. It has so much energy, and especially here, as you say, this is like a bass sound kind of building up around that tuba right in the center. It's like a Hershey's Kiss with caramel right in the middle. How's that for a metaphor? That's a Rebirth Brass Band. Their new album is called Rebirth of New Orleans. Patrick, we have time for just one more pick, unfortunately. What do you got?
Well, let's go out with a different kind of dance music. Right. Here's a composer I like a lot. He's named John Hollenbeck. Here's a bit of a piece called Praia Dance.
I put my faith in you, Patrick. You helped me pick good jazz music. You've called this dance music, all right? I'm hearing like Steve Reich or a Philip Glass thing going on. Not that that's a bad thing, but sounds more minimalist rather than, you know, danceable jazz.
You know, I hear a lot of minimalism in John Hollenbeck's music.
Right.
It's a little bit difficult to excerpt sometimes because you just kind of have to let it breathe and sort of grow and develop.
Okay.
But there's always a lot of groove to what he does, too. And not only groove, but some strange harmonies, which are really interesting, and a lot of funny noises. He likes to put objects into piano strings or bang PVC tubes on the ground or, you know, electronically processed flute noises.
Right.
But there's always this groove thing. Maybe we should try a different track.
Okay,
This one's called Falling Men. John Hollenbeck is a drummer, and he's a really good drummer if you've ever seen him, but this isn't him, actually.
He's not playing the drums here. He composed this for the French National Jazz Orchestra, right?
Right. And he went with the orchestra to the studio. The studio is actually in a 19th century mansion in the south of France, and they put this record down. It's called Shut Up and Dance.
But Patrick, it's still hard for me to think of this as dance music, you know?
Not necessarily in the conventional sense,
right.
I guess. But there is a certain groove thing, I think, that really comes through. And, you know, at moments in this record, I really start nodding my head kind of uncontrollably.
All right, that's a start.
You know,
that's
it's almost like they're trying to make electronic music for an acoustic band. You know, you hear a lot of layers which morph into different textures. And you can really feel the humanity in it, though, because, you know, you've got these musicians who are highly trained and sort of blowing their guts out, sort of pouring themselves out to you.
That's music composed by John Hollenbeck for the French National Jazz Orchestra. It's called Shut Up and Dance. One of Patrick Jernwatt-Nanen's picks. He comes onto this program every couple of weeks to update us on what's going on in the world of jazz. You can read more from Patrick at NPR Music's A Blog Supreme. That's at npr.org/blogsupreme. Patrick, thanks so much again.
Thank you, Guy.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. We take the best elements from Saturday's show, the best from Sunday's show. We put it into a podcast. You can subscribe or listen at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendATC. We post a new episode every Sunday night. We are back with a whole new hour of radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.